This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is this the art of the deal? That's it. Okay. Let's mention right away. Let's get to it. Let's not hide, because we certainly have talked about it when the market has been imploding. Today was like the day where, buckle up, I mean, quoting Kevin Harlan, 1991, getting blown out by the Blazers. Buckle up, you know, Flight 5, Doug West, whatever. This was buckle up, man. And we're doing fine. Mainly been around up 300. We're just a little below that right now. Now, yesterday was cray-cray because at one point we were up 1,400, then we're down 800, and then the last, like, 8 minutes, we went to negative 313. So today's a better day, even though China said, okay, I got your 50%. How about we'll go 84%? So the President of the United States is speaking at a Republican event last night. And I think it said something along the lines, Dave, of some brief remarks. He spoke close to 2 hours.
It's a form of brief.
And he can play the hits. You know, KQ just changed formats, right?
Mm-hmm.
KQ could play their hits for decades and decades and decades. Aerosmith, whatever it might be, they could crank out their hits. They knew how to play their hits. Donald Trump, who plays their hits better than Donald Trump? 651-461-9226. Here's another one. Who would you honestly want to see in person if they were going to speak for 2 hours? Can you think of one person?
Zero people.
Not one.
The greatest comedian on earth. I'd be looking at my watch after an hour.
I am with you. Like, I'm talking about somebody who's living. I'm not talking like, you know, your mom who passed away early all of a sudden is there. We'd take eternity.
Well, even that, you'd get a lot of shame. Why aren't you visiting me more?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if my father showed up, I would be great. And then after an hour and a half, I go, nurse is showing? I got stuff to do, you know? I'd hear, you know, all the things I've done in his absence. I would have been better.
Yeah.
I would have been better.
Those are your ratings?
Exactly. Not that, just the business, too. I'd love for that to happen. I'm talking about in person. There's no one who wants to hear somebody for 2 hours. Now, again, if comedy, if it was a rotation of Chappelle to Eddie to Bill Burr to John Mulaney, yeah, those are multiple people.
That's true.
No one.
And all the material you've heard over and only, yeah, as you said, playing the hits.
So again, 651-461-9226. Who plays the hits better than Donald? And
Minnesota Twins.
Oh my God. I mean, what? I was texting with him last night. Another incredibly tempting night for Patrick James Ricey to get back on Twitter.
Those were bad losses.
I sent him the "We Stinks," and he sent a very, very, very funny text back. This is after I was with the Wolves until they're up like 20 or so. Then I clicked over to watch the feebleness. Honestly, I was kind of a non-power hitting on-base machine with the Little League champion, yeah, New York Yankees 12-year-old
slap hitter.
I was kind of a slap hitter.
Line drive through the hole.
But I had excellent velo. I don't think I want to hear anymore if you make an out on exit velocity. You know what I like better? A bleeder that gets you on base.
Yeah.
Just a dunk.
A little doink.
Just
a Texas leader.
You know, just a little flop shot out there. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
A shank. Just shank one out there.
It worked pretty good for Bobby Witt last night.
Yeah.
In the eighth.
How about our guy, Griffin Jacks?
Oh, boy. Not a great start.
Not a great start. And I thought it was Josh Freeman on the mound for a second for the Twins last night. I'm watching that live and just going, are you bleeping kidding me? Man, it's the fastest guy in baseball. It's just zoom. And so I'm watching that fiasco, and then the Timberwolves, have they seen a zone before? The idea is in the NBA, you only do a zone just for a little bit, and then they'll figure it out, they'll dissect it. They were anesthetized. It was a clown show. Not good when the other team scores 23 straight points on you. Jim Pete's on with us at 2:35 to talk about it. But I'm going to play a Donald Trump soundbite, along with all these texts. And I want you to let me know if you think this truly is the ordeal. You may be yes. If you're yes, you can text or you can call. In fact, why don't we do this? Why don't we play it right now? Mm-hmm. And so, again, he is lauded because of his business acumen. People are telling him that he's one of the greatest negotiators, business negotiators we've ever seen, right?
Yeah.
The book, Art of the Deal, massively popular. And he said way more business success than failure, but, I mean, we could go through the failures. I mean, there's quite a few bankruptcies and
notables,
a lot of other businesses. But if it's pro-con on the business side, it's still way pro. There's no denying that. But, so last night, he's speaking at this event for close to 2 hours, and he's talking about the tariffs. And he's talking about how other countries are reaching out to him in particular. Here is the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States.
I'm telling you, these countries are calling us up, kissing my ass. They are dying to make a deal. Please, please, sir, make a deal. I'll do anything. I'll do anything, sir. And then I'll see some rebel Republican, you know, some guy that wants to grandstand. Say, I think that Congress should take over negotiations. Let me tell you, you don't negotiate like I negotiate.
Normally when I hear the word sir, that's when I really know it's not true. If you pick up your code buzzwords, when Trump goes with sir, he's making it up. Like all of them are just saying sir. I thought we're supposed to negotiate a deal. Belittling, mocking, and his M.O., which he does all the time, and he's done forever. Bullying. That's the art of the deal. I'm not against strength. I'm not against leverage. But that's bullying. And by the way, it's 12:21. When are the deals going to be announced? If they're all dying for a deal, why don't we have a deal? Do you believe that is the art of the deal? Text or call. And especially call if you believe yes. I want to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Where was I yesterday? Sped out of here. I didn't want to hear Dave Harrigan for 2 hours talking about how he carries the show. I know he carries the show. I know he's an amazing producer. I'm immensely lucky to have him. But I sped out of here to get to the Plymouth Stretch Lab because Quinny was going first. Nathan is para, who's amazing, so lucky to have Nathan, was bringing him there. And then I was coming up next. And I concentrated, Dave, on the upper back.
The lats.
Yeah, because you know I've been hanging and banging and clanging a lot. No, I have not been stretching enough. I have not. I have not been standing enough. And so I'm kind of hunched over in this stupid laptop of mine. They help me out. Am I flawless? No. But measurable, demonstrable improvement. Then guess what? I got to do some things. Stretch Lab, great specialists at 11 locations. You're getting ready for this weekend when it's going to be 65, 70. I guarantee you, there are plenty of people listening right now. They're going to be golfing early. And then they're going to be on that couch watching Rory get ready to win his first Masters. Come on, Rory. You want to be able to golf. You don't want to tighten up. You don't want the back to grab you, lower back, upper back. And, oh, by the way, if that 7-iron goes 10 yards further, that's pretty good. Or if you're a runner and you got the calves, you got the hamstrings, or you're just a walker, you want to feel better. StretchLab.com. They're great. And right now, half off your first visit. StretchLab.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Dave, the lesson in that off-air story, and it would be a delicious
oh,
one.
My goodness.
That would get tongues a wagon. Some people are very good at certain things, and some people are terrible at other things.
Some people are really, really stupid at times. Even smart people can be really, really stupid.
Even people who think they're really, really, really smart. And they're smart. I don't know if they're really, really, really smart.
But maybe, they'll let you know.
Maybe they're really smart. But my God, are they dumb in some other area.
Woo!
Wow. God, that's a nugget. That's a nugget.
I get
right?
you nuggets.
Oh,
I get you nuggets.
God. Jesse, when he was hosting the show on The Fan and was 10 to 1, he used to do noontime nuggets with JP and David. God, David passed away. Who was his right-hand guy? God, he passed away way too soon. Sweet guy. They would do noontime nuggets. Maybe we could do noontime. That's a noontime nugget.
Yeah.
It'd be better if we could share it on air. Okay, play the soundbite again from the President of the United States at a big Republican fundraiser last night. I'm sure they raised crazy money. I'm guessing Trump pocketed 98% of it. This is Donald John Trump talking about the money. The tariffs and the money tied to it, and how countries, allies, friends, foes are reaching out to
them. I'm telling you, these countries are calling us up, kissing my ass. They are dying to make it to you. Please, please, sir, make it to you. I'll do anything. I'll do anything, sir. And then I'll see some rebel Republican, you know, some guy that wants to grandstand. Say, I think that Congress should take over negotiations. Let me tell you, you don't negotiate like I negotiate.
Okay, that's just being a bully, right? And if they really had all these deals, they would have been announced. They just would have. And by the way, again, the conundrum is If you announce the deals, then all the manufacturing jobs aren't coming back. And we look for this. We couldn't find it. But let's review Donald Trump and what's going on with Russia. Okay. Did the market just jump dramatically?
It appears that way.
Whoa.
Up over 2,000?
Okay.
2,100 almost?
Yes. Okay.
So, good job, Dow.
Good job, Dow. I mean, just jumped up 2,100. Do we have some deals? Lindsay's coming in. I think they're listening to us. We're talking about deals. Here we go. Donald John Trump. Based on the lack of respect that China has shown the world's markets, I'm hereby raising the tariff change of China by the U.S. to. I mean, it's almost like timpani?
Wait. We have timpani. We have it.
125% effective immediately. At some point, hopefully in the near future, China will realize that the days of ripping off the U.S. and other countries is no longer sustainable. Keep the timpani going. Conversely, based on the fact that the more than 75 countries have called represents the U.S., including departments of Commerce, Treasury, and USTR negotiated a solution to the subjects being discussed, I have authorized, wait for it, hit the timpani again. Here's the key part. A 90-day pause and substantially lowered reciprocal tariffs during this period of 10% also effective immediately. In other words, he caved. Except for China, which is what we all said he should have done. So that's why the market is up 1,850. So again, last night, they're all kissing my butt. So the deal was that he's lowering their tariffs down to what he said they were going to do, 10% or reciprocal, and that 90-day pause on the tariffs, okay, and 125% on China. If you were going to do this, not dopey little me, but smart economist after smart economist who believes there have been presidents who have been way too soft on trade said, let's bring our allies close. Let's one-on-one, whatever is unique to Canada, Mexico, Australia, England, France, you name it, our allies, let's try to make the best deals between all of us, and let's all come together and go after who, Dave? China.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a bit of what has happened. 90-day pause on some of the tariffs, and immediately raising the Chinese tariffs to 125%. Now, it's middle of the night in China. So I guess we'll have to wait till later when I would assume China is going to respond, right?
They've responded so far.
Right? So, yeah, we're up right now, 2,100. I look twice, you look twice. I was thinking, am I reading this wrong?
Yeah, I was very confused as to what I was looking at.
Right. So, again, maybe there are a lot of texters running and say, see, it's worked.
Part of the deal.
Now, we're just trying to get some of our money back from what we lost. Okay, right. We're not even from all the losses. But thank you, Mr. President, for a little bit of sanity. Just on the negotiating, the kissing my ass. Let's not forget when we were in theory negotiating with Russia and Ukraine. And I'm glad he brought them to the table. I am glad. Joe Biden did not. When people say, why are you so critical of Zelensky? You call him a dictator. You kick him out of the White House. Why do you say hardly anything about Russia and Putin? What would he say? I can't just crush them. I can't just criticize them. I have to negotiate a deal with them. That's what he said over and over again. But in this case, they're all trying to kiss my ass. I guess he would say they're two different deals.
It's nice to have it every way you want it, isn't it?
That is. And it's nice to never go after Russia. Tariff expert, coffee complainer, Rena Sargentopoulos is back with us next, and we're up 2,300 points. Good job, Dow. Let's bring in, fresh off a Disney cruise, Minnie Mouse herself, Rena Sargentopoulos. Kind of a
I like to think of myself more as Mega Mouse.
Now, on this cruise, at any point, did you and the family dress up in costumes?
My daughter did.
Okay. Who was
for
she?
For one night. It was, they have a pirate-themed night on the ship. No matter what Disney cruise you take, there's always a pirate night.
So she was a mean, vicious pirate?
Well, she is mean and vicious, so yes. If she dresses as a pirate, then she would become a mean, vicious pirate.
So good. Sorry. Did she enjoy her time as a pirate?
Oh, she loved the whole thing.
Yeah?
She loved every last second of it, yes.
If you're not dressed as a pirate, do you at least talk like a pirate with your daughter?
Arrgh! You know, did you do that?
No, none of that.
None of that.
I'm not a moron.
Ooh. Oh, well, I'm not a moron. Go on. We are big with the pirate community.
Pirates love this.
The pirates love us.
I've heard this.
Yeah. They don't care for this segment now. This is going to crush our podcasting numbers now. You have insulted the pirates, the pirate community. Rena Sargentopoulos, famous pirates. What do you got?
Well, she's from Pittsburgh, too.
Yes,
she should love the pirates.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I can't. The Johnny Depp dude, that's the only pirate I can come up with. Yeah. Captain Hook.
Yeah, Captain Hook.
He was a pirate, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Making fun
of a guy. That's all I got.
Making fun of a guy with hand issues. I mean, go ahead. Who else do you want to attack here in the first 3 minutes? Were the characters everywhere? Were they all over the place?
No.
Really?
There were special times, I think. We never did this, but there are special times where the certain characters would be like, this character is going to be standing here in the Great Hall. And then people would line up, adults and children, to get their pictures taken with said characters.
Your daughter would have loved this. Why didn't you do this?
No, she was not in any way interested.
Okay. I'm over here raising my hand. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Then why go on the Disney cruise?
Well, there are other parts of it that she wanted to take part in. She's not a
bar?
Character.
She loved the happy hour? Or?
How do you think she gets so mean? She's drunk constantly.
Well,
no, there were scavenger hunts. There were learn to draw classes. There was a slide that went all over the ship, and even Grandma Peggy went on the water slide with her.
Oh.
And you go to port, and she got to swim with pigs. And
excuse me, hold on a second.
Yeah,
pigs. I mean, I was thinking, Dave, weren't you thinking dolphins? Right,
I was thinking some sort of sea creature.
Yeah. So vicious, mean pigs were chasing after in the
feral
water?
Feral hogs.
I mean.
Yes. Boars with tusks. No, I'm just kidding. They were very cute. They were adorable. You got to see them hot dogs and apples. They understood sign language. I mean, all fairly tame.
Okay, wait a sec. So what do you mean they understood sign language?
You make the little signs and you're like, bacon. No, I'm just kidding. They understood.
To Russia's impact, Mr. Pork is already, his made effect. He'll work that into a spot, you know. Before you kill the pork, tell him it's been a good run in sign language.
Yeah. Yeah. Bacon. No, if you raised your hands up, they knew to stop. And if you put your hands down, they knew that you didn't have any more food. So that was.
Yeah. I would. You know what I would say to the pigs? If I don't have any food, it's kind of obvious, right? It's over.
It's over.
Yeah.
Sorry, pig.
I mean,
they're magical, right? Isn't that what Homer Simpson says about pigs?
Is that what Homer says? I've watched plenty of Simpsons. It seems like I should know that one. You know. How long were you on this cruise?
Four nights. I've never been on a cruise. Have either of you ever been on a cruise?
I have. Couple times. Couple cruises. I'll go quick. My sister was dating a guy who I called Slicky Boy. You can tell I thought highly of him, okay?
Yeah.
But he did have a house in Kauai. So when Kathleen and I got married, Kathleen was saying to me for months, you know, Slicky Boy, because she went with Slicky Boy too. wants to have us at his place in Kauai, and it was right on the water. And I went, okay, I guess I'll just be a complete hypocrite here, and I'll stay at his place. And then about 8 days before our wedding, they broke up. They broke up, so we had to pivot to a cruise in the Bahamas, which was a lot of fun. And then also a WCCO radio cruise. Oh, boy, this has got to be 11, 12 years ago. Hawaii, where we went to the Four Islands, but we stayed on the cruise ship, which was a great way to see Hawaii.
Sure, I bet.
Yeah. Dave Harrigan, how about you? Cruise?
Never. I don't really want E. coli that bad.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't get sick.
Yeah.
No one in my family got sick.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah. I'm not rolling the dice.
Yeah. Wow. Who else? What other businesses are we going to attack during this segment here? I mean, geez. Pirates, cruise ships. So I saw you upset about coffee. Let's take a break. Let's take a pause right here. Then we'll have even more time. Farina Sargentopoulos will pause and we'll remind you, the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry, in studio next hour on WCCO. Well, you'd like me to talk Pella?
I'd love for you to talk about
Pella. Can I grab my sheet over here?
Yeah, it's the Pella windows and doors that you have in your current home and that are coming to the house that you're just about to move into, I think fairly soon.
I just want to make sure I have the latest deal because I know all the stuff. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was talking to Sarah, one of the Pella representatives. Actually, we were exchanging voicemails because I love working with her. She likes the partnership. We're maybe thinking about doing a little social media stuff. 100 years for Pella. Lasting quality, innovation, excellence, great warranties. They'll have an array of styles for you, features, options to fit what your condo, what your house looks like, and it's going to fit your budget. There's two showrooms in town, Plymouth and Woodbury. We also, because this is WCCO and the signal booms, we got showrooms in Fargo, Eau Claire, and Rochester. I did that. I went to Plymouth, and then I also had them out for a free in-home visit. And like Dave said, this house that I'm in is over 20 years old. When they made the change to my kitchen last year, it might have been my kitchen about 97.8% better. And I can't wait to go to this next house because it's filled with Pella windows and doors. The deal right now, $750 off your Pella project and 0% APR for 12 months. PellaNorthland.com. Rena's right back here with us. Okay, you were tweeting about coffee. Explain to the audience what you were saying.
Oh, I bought a cup of coffee today from a coffee shop, and I don't normally do that. I just bake my coffee at home normally. But I was trying to drink it, and it's like molten lava, molten lava, molten lava, and then like 30 seconds later, it's like lukewarm bathwater. I was like, this is the evolution of a cup of coffee from any store, no matter what store you buy it from, and you go through the drive-thru, they hand you a cup of coffee, and you're like, can't drink this, and then you can't drink it because it is of a temperature that is no longer palatable.
Dave, go ahead and tell Rena what the two of us think of coffee.
It's wretched.
Thank you. Couldn't.
Your face is wretched.
Couldn't agree more with both those points. Okay? I mean, I was going to go one, but I mean, when you're right, you're right. Wow. I mean, both of you. I can't disagree with either one of you. I mean, you are firing bullets today. I'm just trying to stay out of the way at this point right now.
That's a good idea.
The rest of the segment. You are the smartest, most gorgeous, kindest person with the biggest heart I've ever met in my life.
See, if you'd have just done like the Trump tariffs and gone there, then we didn't have to have all this mess in between with me firing bullets at you.
Yes. Now, scientists have determined they know the perfect way to make coffee. And I read this story and I felt like, why am I doing this? Basically, it's pour the water so slowly over the coffee grounds that they'll sing with happiness. Get out of here. My God. I mean, just drink your pathetic, gross, addictive drink and get out of here.
Okay. Do you not drink some sort of caffeine at all?
The occasional Pepsi in a can, but not that often. I drink this thing that tastes good and smells good. I don't know why. It's called hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. And it dominates. In fact, I'm going to have a hot chocolate during the break on our mediocre hot chocolate maker right here.
In spite of coffee.
And you know how the water's going to come out? It's not going to come out drip, 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 just cascading and glistening. It's just going to come out quick, and it's going to be outstanding.
And will you burn your tongue?
And it will allow me to understand this wretched person, Dave Harrigan, that I have to look at. I mean, I think he's handsome.
May you not burn your tongue on your hot chocolate. I'll say something kind.
Yes. No, I don't want to burn my hot tongue. I mean, I'm pro my tongue not being burnt. Dave? Dave, where do you stand on your tongue?
I like a good body temperature tongue. We don't need to get much hotter.
But, you know, Dave's tongue dexterity is awful because he's afraid of licking an ice cream cone. He has to have all his ice cream in a cup because he's afraid it's going to melt all over. I have tremendous tongue dexterity and have no problem with the cone.
Yeah, much like everything, you just like to rush right through it quickly and have it done as quickly as possible. I like to savor.
Everyone's satisfied.
Savor.
Everyone.
This is the weirdest conversation I've ever been a part of.
Yeah. It can get weirder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
I mean, you're the one who called your child a pirate earlier. So we're just
and a drunk.
And a drunk. We're just trying to catch up. Thank you. We got to go.
All right. Bye, kids.
Oh, my God. Why do we have Rena Sargentopoulos on? That is exactly why. Jacob Fry in studio next hour.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.